you get me on.
Yes, yes, all good.
Whatever, whenever. Okay.
We're ready.
So, Rabbi Sai, yesterday I reminded you that this week, Parshas Kisavoy, we have one of the two Toichochois in the Torah, and the various minhogim around the Toichochois, which we'll discuss this week. One of the most interesting minhogim is that nobody wants the aliyah for the Toichocho. Yeah, it seems to be an aliyah that is...
Not in Holland.
No, what's the halacha in Holland? Okay, so in Holland there's no difference between the rest. I have found altogether 12 different minhagim as to how to treat it. But the question is as follows. Let's go back one stage and say, what's this akpodo? Why is it spooky? Why does nobody want to get the aliyah, or many people, or a large number of people, and it's brought down in Alochim and Hogim, don't want the aliyah of the Toichocho? What's the problem with it? And the answer is because we believe, Hachayim v'amoves biyad haloshoin, that words have effect. And even words which are not spoken directly to you, but could be about you, could chas v'sholom have an effect. A simple example, right? Mekalel oviv v'imoy. Somebody who is mekalel, who curses his father and mother with the halachas, the zasro, and the shame, etc., etc. But all he's doing is he's issuing a curse. He's saying a few words about his mother and his father. Yeah, the halach is mois yumos. It's chayv misa bidei bezdin. Same thing with the kalel as Hashem, Rachman l'Islam. Yeah, it has an effect. Yeah, it says that even somebody who moitzi shemra and people who speak Lashon Hara, all these things, they have an effect. We believe that words have an effect. I was actually walking along Golders Green Road yesterday, and I met an elderly man in a wheelchair. An old man with a white beard and a black hat. He was sitting in a wheelchair outside one of the shops. He was waiting for the shopkeeper to bring him out something that he'd bought. And he said to me, Adoni, he said, Ani Kohen. He said, Ani rotze levarech otcha. So, yeah, he said, Ani ben 93. He said, he's 93 years old, an elderly Sfardi, and he said he wanted to give me a brocha. And he said, he gave me a brocha. I gave him a teniyat ayad, I gave him a hand, and he gave me a brocha. And then I told him I'd had an operation, he gave me a brocha for a full shlema, etc., right? And I went away feeling good. I went away feeling, you know, Baruch Hashem, he did me a big toiva. Yeah, you know, and I said, he said, Esa'ena aleh me'ayni ho'ezri, tagid amen. You know, and every posuk I had to say amen, 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 odapam. Yeah, but it was very, very nice. Now we believe, yeah, the words have an effect. The words can have an effect. We're going to speak tomorrow, B'li'eda, about Kiddush Levona. Yeah, where we see that bechush in halacha, that we see that the words have an effect on the people around you, whether you're mechaven for them or whether you're not mechaven to them. If you're mechaven to them, it's even better if it's a brocha and worse if it's a klala. But even if not, somehow you create some sort of an aura with the words. The Torah believes that, and we believe that in the Torah, that somehow your words create an aura around you and can have an effect on the people around you. And that will be the basic reason, going backwards, as to why people are makbid, or people have this akpoda, that they don't want this aliyah of the Toichocho, except, as you say, in Holland, maybe, where they're different, I don't know. In any event, and we'll be able to go through a few of the interesting minhagim. There are some very fascinating minhagim which go back to the Rishonim, and we'll discuss them yesterday more this week. The Torah way Northwest London. It is Monday, Yud Aleph Elul, the 24th of August. Our speakers are Aaron Jacobson Schlitter on the subject of Pirkei Avos.
Sorry,
I'll move it.
Coming really to the end of the season of Pirkei Avos, the season of Pirkei Avos, principally was originally, there's a few minhagim. There's one minhag of Pirkei Avos, which is around from Pesach till Shavuos, is for Kabbalah, preparation for Kabbalah Satera. You know, Derech Eretz, Kodma Latera. So the idea is, Pirkei Avos is a Mishnayis about Derech Eretz. So you prepare for Torah by Derech Eretz, Kodma Latera. There is another minhag, which is our minhag, to carry that Pirkei Avos right through to Rosh Hashanah. In other words, from Pesach, we're already starting to prepare for Rosh Hashanah with a cycle of Derech Eretz, but rather the idea is that a person who's involved in Musa, because Rabbeinu Bachai writes that within the Pirkei Avos you will find all the Musrim that there are. So in other words, we're preparing ourselves, even though we don't actually think about that way, we're actually preparing from Pesach, we're already starting to prepare for Rosh Hashanah with Musa. Shema b'ni Musa Avicha. Musa is the source for Yirah Shamayim, a person who thinks about what he's doing, what his life, that's how a person gets Yirah Shamayim. So the Shema b'ni Musa Avicha, that's the preparation that takes us from Pesach all the way till Rosh Hashanah. In fact, take a few weeks before Pesach, in Megillas Esther, it says that Esther prepared Shisha Chadashim B'Shem El Amoyer V'Shisha Chadashim B'Abasamim. The Vilna Gaon writes in his Sefer on Megillas Esther, he says, every word of the Megillah is there to teach you something. And he says, what's the purpose of knowing that Esther spent a year preparation, 6 months it was with Shem and Hamoir, and 6 months with Besamim? What difference does it make? So he says, it's there to teach us that the preparation, the year cycle is 6 months with Shem and Hamoir, and 6 months with Besamim. And he says, well, Hamoir is, and he brings from sources, is the type of oil that actually is, let me get the English word, depilating. That means it removes hair, removes things. So there's 6 months of Sur Meirah, that a person after Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur, and he's making his New Year's resolution, how he's going to build the year, it's 6 months of Sur Meirah, and then from Pesach till Shavu, till Rosh Hashanah, it's 6 months of Asei Tov. And therefore, we understand then, the idea of the Pirkei Avos is to build us, to make us into better people, that when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we're different people. So I'd like to pick, I've got a wide choice, because over the last 2 weeks, we have four prokim of Pirkei Avos. Aleph Beis was last week, and this week is Gimel Dalet, so we're safe. So I'd like to pick one Mishnah, which is related to this week's Sedra as well, and there we'll try and take something from it. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yonah and Omer, there's a Mishnah in Perik Dalet, Mishnah Tess of Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yonah and Omer, Kolam HaKayim Es HaTorah Me'oini, Sofer L'Kayim Me'oisha. Somebody who keeps the Torah, Me'oini, with difficulty, in poverty, Sofer L'Kayim Me'oisha is destined to keep it, Me'oisha, from wealth. Somebody who is mevatel Torah me'osher, soifay levatla me'oni, will in the end be mevatel it from only from poverty. So, pashtus, simple overview of this Mishnah. This Mishnah is really telling me that if you do what Hashem wants you to do, you'll get a bracha. If you don't, chas v'shalom. So if that's the case, this Mishnah is nothing, teaching me nothing more than Parshas Bechukosai and Parshas Kisavoy. It's teaching me that if you keep Hashem's will, Nasati Gishmeichem Be'itam, and if not. Or this week's Edra, which is full of the brachas, and then Paket the Klalis. So what's this Mishnah teaching me? What's Rabbi Yonason teaching me that isn't already in the Psukim of Parshas Bechukosai and Parshas Kisavoy? That's question one. Question two, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yonah and Omer kol ha-makayim es ha-Torah ma'oni. Anybody who's makayim Torah ma'oni, sofer l'kayim ma'osha. Now, we know that the Nevi'im already asked this question, that we see tzadik v'tovloi, tzadik v'raloi, rasha v'tovloi. We see that what really should be doesn't seem to be able to be apparent to the eye. So if that's the case, How can one say with such certainty, kol hamakayim es ha-Torah ma'oni, sofer lekayim ma'osha? There may be reasons why even Moshe Rabbeinu struggled with, why tzadik v'ra lo rasha v'tov lo. If we're referring to olam haba, perhaps, sofer lekayim ma'osha, then how are you going to explain in olam haba, there's no oini, there's no. So what we meant to, if this, that means I'm saying, if you're going to read kolam akayim asatayim ma'oni, sefer lekayim ma'osha means in olam haba he'll be have tremendous hashpas. But how are you going to understand the second part of the Mishnah? So that's my second question. I want to ask five questions if I may. Third question: what happens to somebody who's in between? If the Mishnah gives two extremes, the Mishnah speaks about people who are fabulously wealthy and people who are extremely poor. What about the average person? Does he not fit into this Mishnah? Pashas Buchu Kaisa, Pashas Kisavi, he definitely fits into. So how is it? Kolam Akayim Asatari Me'oysher, Sofer Lekayim, or Kolam Akayim Asatari Me'oyni, doesn't seem to speak about the guy in the middle. Okay. Question number four, if I may. The Mishnah says, these words are very interesting words. A very interesting choice of words. I would have rather said loymid Torah, somebody who learns Torah when he's ba'oini. Sefer lilmoid ba'oisher. Or if you're going to say it's referring to doing mitzvahs, kala oise Torah ba'oini. Sefer la soisai ba'oisher. What's this word mekayim? Now we're familiar with this word from this week's Sedra. The Mishnah, the Pasuk says, Arur ashela yakim es divrei ha-Torah azos. So we're very familiar with this word. But what does that word mean there? A lot of discussion. The Rishonim and the part on the Pesukim. The Ramban says, Rashi says, Kan kolal es kol ha-Torah. It's upholding the whole Torah. It's referring reference to the whole Torah. The Ramban says that it's referring to somebody who denies the Torah. Koyfa achas be'achas men. Oitiyeh be'in of betelo. He says it's an unnecessary mitzvah. So it's a specific attitude then. So what do we mean over here when we're speaking about kolam akayim es ha-Torah ma'oni? It's trying to tell us something specific over here with this choice of the word makayim or mevatil, as opposed to just learning or not learning. Whereas Mekayim and Mevatel seems to be speaking about something stronger than that. And finally, fifth question I'd like to ask is, what's the Sefer Lekayma Me'oysher, Sefer Levatla Me'oyni? If somebody's Mevatel Torah Me'oysher, let's take the second part of the Mishnah. Kol Mevatel Es HaTorah Me'oysher, Sefer Levatla Me'oyni? That's not the point. He will end up being a poor person. Somebody who's mekayim es ha-Torah ma'oni, sofei la'ashir. What's the sofei lekayim ma'oysher? What's the end bit? All we're saying is if you keep Torah in difficult circumstances, Hashem will bless you. So say if that's the case, kalamakayim es ha-Torah ma'oni, sofei la'ashir. Call him a vatel es ha-Torah me'oysher.
Get rich, you know, I've got no time anymore to learn. Forget.
Very good. Just one at a time. Develop that. Okay. So, Rabbi Yisrael, we've asked five questions. I've asked, what's this teaching me more than Parashat Kisavoy and Pipocho Kaisai? What's the word kol? What's the stress on the word kol? What happens to the person who doesn't fit in to the two extremes? What is the choice of the word Mekayim and Mevatel, very strong words, and Mr. Ebert already pointed out the fifth one, the Sefer Lekayimo Me'oysher, Sefer Levatla Me'oyni, seems to be telling us something more than just he's going to become rich, but rather that he will be, as you're saying, will be able to utilize the opportunities he has when he was rich. Okay, so let's try, and although they say it, they say in the name of Baal Shem Tov, the Sefer Levatla Me'oni is that the part of the Einish that he will have is that he will not have the opportunity to be able to utilize them in situations. So let's try and answer it by looking at another, it's a Jewish thing to do, to look at another question. And that is a question which is posed by the Reb Chaim Volozhiner and Ruach Chaim, by the Bar Tanura, by Rashi, by many. And that is the word in the Mishnah, Kol HaMakayim Es HaTorah Mei Oini, Soifa LeVakayim Mei Oisher. Why the word Mem? It should be Kol HaMakayim Es HaTorah Ba'oini, Soifa LeKayim Ba'oisher, or Kol HaMavatal Es HaTorah Ba'oisher, Soifa LeVakayim Ba'oini. Mei Oini means from the Oini. You're not Makayim Mavatal Torah or Makayim Torah from the Oisher, you're Makayim the Torah when you're Ba'oisher, that's Ba'oisher. So what's the word Mem? And they explain very beautifully like this. There's two situations, two reasons perhaps, why a person would be Mevatel Torah when he's rich. Either he has so much time and he just doesn't utilize the time. He's got plenty of time, he's rich, he's not busy, and he's got time on his hands and he doesn't utilize that time. Or the contrary, he's so busy with his wealth that he just doesn't have time to learn. The Mishnah, say the Mefarshim, is not talking about somebody who's very rich and just doesn't utilize his time. That's part of Parshas Bechukosai, perhaps, and Parshas Kisavu. Somebody has the opportunities, and Klal Yisrael have the opportunity, they don't use it. Maybe, here we're talking about...
Maybe may only is a state of mind. State of mind. He thinks he's rich, he thinks he's poor. But it's how he...
Okay, how he perceives it. I would like to come to an idea like that at the end of the shir. We've got time.
From poverty.
Okay. So the Mefarshim explain, the Ruach Chaim principally, that we're talking about a wealthy person who is extremely busy. And that's where the Bittul Torah takes place. He thinks to himself, I've got all this wealth, I've got to use the opportunities that God has given me to develop that wealth. And therefore he spends his time and his days and his mind fully busy with that. And he doesn't appreciate that actually the wealth was given to him to actually carve out time to be able to learn Torah. The lashon of the Bar Tanura is Mei Oisher, Machmas Roiva Momen, because he has so much money, Tzorich Litin Liboy Pam Lekan or Pam Lekan, he has to be busy checking his business. Ve'ein Loi Penai Lasek BaTorah, and he doesn't have time to learn Torah. So the taina on him is, the complaint on him is, that he doesn't appreciate that the reason why the money was given to him was actually to carve out time. So what he does is he's mevatel Torah mei oisher. He says his hashkofa is that the reason why he was given the money is a blessing from Hashem in order that he should utilize it and develop it. And he's not appreciating that actually it was given to him to carve out time to be able to learn Torah. The Rambam, when he quotes this, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Talmud Torah quotes this Mishnah. He actually quotes it back to front. The last halacha of Perek Gimel Talmud Torah, he speaks about Kidvar Hashem Baza. Zeh shelo yishkiach al divrei Torah kaleka. Somebody doesn't care for divrei Torah. V'chein kol she'ef shelo yilasek b'Torah ve'ein ha'oisek. Somebody who could learn, he doesn't learn. Oishakara, Vashana, he's learned Chumish learnt Mishnais, or Pirish Lahavle Oilam, and he leaves it, Beniach Talmud Vizanchai. Hariza Bichlal Boize Dvar Hashem. He's disgracing the word of Hashem. Omru Chachamim, Kalamavatil Esatera Me Oisher, Seifa Levatle Me Oini. And he carries on, we'll come out to the second half of this Rambam. Beinyan Zeh, I've skipped the line because he discusses the flip side of the Mishnah. Inyan Zeh Mefurish B'Torah, where do you find the Mefurish in the Torah, Kala Mevatel Es HaTorah Mei Oisher, Seifa Levatla Mei Oini, this week's Sedra. Tachas Asher Lo Avadata Es Hashem Aleikecha, Besimcha V'Tovleivav Mei Roiv Koil, V'Avadata Es Aivecha. A person's been given opportunities to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael, to be able to serve Hashem, given the Ashiris, and we didn't use it. We didn't use all the coil we've had to be able to serve Hashem. So if that's the case, we understand why the Mishnah doesn't speak about somebody who's called Mevatel Es HaTorah Me'oni, Sofer Levatla Me'oni, because we're talking about a specific situation. So somebody who's Mevatel Torah Me'oni, you understand, he hasn't got food, he hasn't got things, he's scraping the barrel, he's trying to make ends meet, he's busy the whole time because he's just trying to get ends meet. So there's no taina against him relevant to this Mishnah. The taina of the Mishnah is is he has the wealth and he's misunderstanding the purpose of receiving that gift, and he's not using the gift to carve out time to be able to learn. So then that's the taina on him. So if that's the case, we need to try and understand the other side of the Mishnah. What's the makayim es haTorah me'oni? What's that meant to mean? And perhaps from that we'll try and appreciate the tremendous what we're learning over here. How are you able to be mekayem es haTorah me'oni? How is the oini a reason to be mekayem Torah? We've just now said kol ha'mevatel es haTorah me'osher means that he doesn't misunderstand the gift that he's got, and therefore mekayem es haTorah me'osher means that he appreciates that the wealth was given to him to be able to carve out time. So how are we meant to understand mekayem es haTorah me'oni? Some of you. Keeps the Torah me'oni. If he's learning, he's poor, and he learns Torah, he puts time in for Torah, that's not Makayim as Torah me'oni, that's Makayim as HaTorah be'oni. That's even though he's poor, he makes time. How is the Makayim as HaTorah me'oni? Where is the keeping Torah from the oini? How does that happen? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim tells on this, and he asks, and he explains in a few words, and I'd like to try and develop that. He says like this, who misboinin b'matzavoy, he thinks about his matzav, v'choshev, and he thinks, she'Hashem oisekein, that Hashem did this for him, kedei she'ilmoid, in order that he should learn. In other words, Reb Chaim Volozhiner is trying to learn up the Mishnah and understand where is the me'oni that's happening in this Mishnah. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Bar Tanura, they say, she'doichek she'oisav, he pushes his time, and he leaves the work that's necessary in order to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs, and he's doing mitzvahs mitaychatchak, which he carries on as an example of, is Hillel is the example of that. Very, very poor, and he gave away half of his earnings every day to go and learn in the Beis HaMedrash. So they're looking to try and find a kiyum me'oini. Let's try and understand it. Is I'd like to take the Rambam, a pasuk which the Rambam brings, and try and develop that, and come back to this week's Sedra as well. The Rambam says, in the end of Perek Gimel Talmud Torah, we just quoted half of it, he says like this, V'chol ha'mekayem es haTorah me'oini, somebody who keeps Torah me'oini, Sofei lekayma me'osher. Says the Rambam, what's the pasuk for it? Leman anoischa, leman nasisecha, in order to afflict you, in order to test you, leitivcha b'achrisecha, in order to do good for you in your end. Now I want to try and develop this pasuk, and worked on it in the past, and then this summer holidays, went through in Parashas Ekev, I appreciated a whole new depth to what the Rambam means by bringing this pasuk, which I'd like to try and share as well. So let's try and get the basic of what this pasuk is referring to. This pasuk is talking about the mon, the parasha of the mon. And we know that Mechilta says, Lo nitna Torah ela la'ichle hamon. It's a Mechilta in Medrash Tanchuma, Parashas Beshalach, it's a Mechilta as well. That the Torah was given specifically to people who eat the mon. So let's try and understand this. There's a mitzvah to say, it's in an aleph, brought to say Parash Saman, it's a skula for Parnasa. So let's try and understand. Rav Koppelman always used to say, Chatzadi Lebracha, the people think you just say the Parash Saman, that's the skula. He says the skula is to learn up the Parash Saman, and the Bir Agra brings a few Makairis there, which are very sobering about what the message is. So I would like to try and develop that by looking at the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says in Menachos, Taf Kuf Gimel on the base. quotes a pasuk in this week's Sedra, in the Klalis. It says like this in the pasuk: "V'hayu chayecha tluim lecha mineged." Your life will be looking always backwards. "U'fachadta laila v'yomam." You'll be afraid by night and by day. "V'leisamim b'chayecha," and won't trust in your life. This is referring to a pasuk in this week's Sedra in the Techacha. Says the Gemara, you'll be looking back. Yes, okay. It's referring to somebody who's buying produce for 1 year to the next. He's got produce for the year, so he's looking ahead till next year. He's got produce for a year. That's a klala, because he doesn't have his own source of for his own field. Ufachadta laila v'yomam. Somebody's afraid by night and by day. Zalikech tvua me'erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. His freezer, his pantry is full. Once a week he fills it up. V'leisamim b'chayecha. Somebody won't believe in his life. Zeh seimech al apalta. He buys his bread every morning in Grotz. So the pasuk has taken the literal meaning of the klala and turned it into somebody who doesn't have his own form source of income from himself. There's already an element of klala there, and we're yotze with that. Maybe to help, there should be enough to be yotze the klala with that. So the Gemara says there that one of the Amoraim actually was asked, why didn't you answer back on a point? So he said, I live in this situation. So Rav Koppelman pointed out that you see from this sukkim, the other rabba, this situation is a situation not to learn Torah. Some of you who's Nebuch has only got his storehouse full from 1 year to the next, or he's got his pantry full from 1 week to the next, it's going to disturb his learning. But Allah Samim b'chayecha, the Gemara is clear there, the Gemara carries on. But who gavra al palta samich? And therefore, says Rashi, "Ve'in de'atei miyushev la'ashivli." I didn't have a peace of mind to answer you. I'm buying my food every day from Grad. So, how does that fit? You've got a contradiction over here. On the one hand, lo nit not Torah ela la'ichle amon. Now, I can't imagine a greater soimech ala palta than people who are oichle amon. At least you know the Grad is still standing, and that tomorrow Mitzvah Shem will be standing again. The mon, every day was a new thing. And every day a person knew if he spoke to Lashon Hara, that's it. Then tomorrow morning, Vayancha, Vayarivecha, Ramat Chadruk used to say, what's Vayancha, Vayarivecha? So he used to say, Shainayi, and say, he did a Shtikla Averla one day. So next day he's going to have to start searching for his mon. You know what? I'll forgo the day's eating. Vayancha, Vayarivecha, he starved you. Yeah? So how are we meant to resolve this? On the one hand, we say which is that every day you're so mechala palta, and here you say the biggest klala is that of the final level. So the Shulchan Aruch in Bir Agra in the Simen Aleph, where he brings the Shulchan Aruch to say Parashas Haman, the Vilna Gaon brings sources always. And the Vilna Gaon brings a source to say Parashas Haman. He says, look in Saita Daf Memches on the base. And the Gemara in Saita Memches on the base, the bottom of the Amud, brings there Reb Eleza. The Gemara says, Omer Reb Eleza, Reb Eleza Gadol Omer. Reb Eleza Gadol said, Kol mi sheyesh lo pas basalei. Somebody has bread at home in his basket. And he says, what will be tomorrow? He is considered lacking in emuna. So Rav Koppelman used to explain and said, the message of Parashas Haman is to put us in the framework of Seita Daf Memches Amud Beis and not in the framework of the Gemara Menachos. In other words, what is the attitude of the person with his situation? Is he looking at his situation as being a situation of klala? Of the, because he doesn't know where his future food will come from, and in which case he doesn't have the peace of mind to learn Torah? Or is he taking that situation and saying, Hashem wants to teach me Emunah, Hashem wants to take away any of the worries of Mar Benachasim, Mar Bedaiga, and I'm completely in the hands of Hashem, and Hashem will give me every day. And that is the limud of Parshas Haman. Klal Yisrael did not have food for the next day, and yet lo nitna Torah ela la'ich le'aman. Torah was given specifically to the Oich le'aman to teach them Amunah, to teach them that kol mishiyesh le'pas pesale va'ima ma yeh le'macha reza miktane amana, to put us in the situation and to teach us that other Rabbi Hashem is specifically putting us into this situation in order that we should learn from this situation. Hashem has taken from us any daiga at all and just completely rely on Hashem, and then one is free to learn Torah. That is the kol makayim es haTorah me'oni. I read the words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and he says, "Shemisboinin b'matzavoy." He thinks about his situation. V'choshev shaHashem oisakein. Hashem made this situation for him kedei sheyilmoid, in order that he should learn. So kol makayim es haTorah me'oni means that the oini itself is the reason why he's makayim the Torah. Leinit the Torah ella la'ich le'amon. If we go back to the Rambam. The Rambam was looking for an example in the Torah. Where do you find, Rabbi Yonason teaches us in this Mishnah in Perek Avos, called Makayim Es HaTorah Me'oni, Sofer Lekayim Me'osher. Where do you find this thing of called Makayim Es HaTorah Me'oni, Sofer Lekayim Me'osher? Says the Rambam five words. You find a few words in the Parsha, in Akev, when it discusses the Mon. It says two things about the Mon. One pasuk, as I quoted before, Vayan Chavay Arvecha. Another pasuk, it says, "Leman anoischa, leman nasisecha, leitivcha ba'afrachisecha." So Hashem gave us the mon in order to put us in a situation of being mekayim es haTorah me'oni. Leman anoischa, in order to afflict us. Leman nasisecha, in order to test us. Leitivcha ba'afrachisecha. It's an incredible thing. We went through the midbar 40 years. And the pasuk, in a few words, encapsulates the reason for it. Hashem wants to bring us to Eretz Yisrael and give us tremendous wealth and tremendous bounty. That's what Hashem wanted to do. But how can he be sure that we'll utilize the opportunities in Eretz Yisrael, which we have, not to pull us away from Torah, but adrabba, to draw us nearer to Torah? So Hashem put us through a testing ground, a Kura Barzil. The testing ground, not quite the ground, the word Kor Barzel is the wrong word because that's referring to Mitzrayim. But he put us through a testing ground. He put us through 40 years where we didn't know where the bread would come for the next day. And he taught us to be Mekayim Es HaTorah Me'oni, to appreciate the situation and to learn from the situation and to build ourselves and learn Torah, Le'nit Na Torah Ela La'ich Le'amon. And that way he could be assured that when we go into Eretz Yisrael and everybody is ish tachas yachniv, ish tachas teinase, and they're fabulously wealthy, that they will utilize those opportunities to carry on learning Torah. Hence the Mishnah says, kol ha-makayim es haTorah me'oni. Somebody who utilizes the opportunities when he's me'oni, sofoy le'kayim me'osher, we can be assured. It's not a bracha, it's an assurance. If he's taught himself that, we can be assured that he will be me'kayim the Torah me'osher. So, Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha to be mekayim es haTorah me'oni, in order that we should be able to be zeicha to have the tremendous shefa which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us, to be benched, b'shana teva, b'ksiva chzima teva, b'shnas of oishev, v'oishev, Be'ez Hashem, that we should be able to be mekayim es haTorah me'oishev, Be'ez Hashem.
Very good.
Oh, thank you.